This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free, and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late.
Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, and our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. And as we continue our first of 2 or 3 weeks worth of extensive coverage from IFA in Berlin, Germany, a lot of cool new products announced, a lot of very interesting discussions with keynote speeches, among many other things. We invite you to come by and visit us at intotomorrow.com, or mylastname.com gets you there too, Graveline, yeah, just like it sounds, .com. And check out all the videos as well about many of the products we're talking about, and seeing the highlights of some of the many keynote addresses and other speeches and panel discussions, lots of stuff for you, again, at intotomorrow.com. Our next guest is with a company that offers drug-free solutions to calm a racing mind, which I've discovered is one of my biggest issues, just trying to get to sleep, because they're tackling the root cause of sleeping issues. And once I get to sleep, I'm usually okay, but getting there half the time, it's like, what about this? And don't forget that interview, and oh, we got to get this guest. And I mean, the mind just doesn't stop. So the founder and chief medical officer from a company called EBB Technologies, EBB Technologies, who is also very involved with IFA this year, Dr. Eric Nofzinger joins us. Dr. Eric, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Hey, very good. Thanks. And it's great to be here.
We're glad to have you with us, because it certainly caught our attention when you talk about calming a racing mind. Am I not the only one that has that issue, that it's like, mind, stop. I just got to go to sleep.
No, it's, you know, I was practicing sleep medicine for over 35 years. And one of the most common complaints that people come to me with is, doc, you know, my head hits the pillow at nighttime, but I just can't stop my mind from going. My mind continues to work. I continue to think about this, that, the other thing. Doesn't make any sense. I just can't get it to stop at nighttime. So that's where we come involved, is trying to help with that part of sleeplessness.
And of course, you're an MD, so you know from a medical concern, this is not good for us to be up all night hoping to finally fall asleep. This disrupts a whole lot of our lives. And it's not like we don't hit the pillow tired, because I've been exhausted. I'm saying, oh man, tonight's going to be a good night's sleep because I'm just exhausted. And then the mind won't stop. And it's like people say, well, count sheep, you know, oh, please. Yeah, that doesn't, I count breaths. I count, you know, the ceiling, whatever. Nothing works. And then, of course, I'm a clock watcher anyway. So, well, it's 1:30. If I get to sleep now, I've still got 5 hours or so. And that doesn't help. So this is a problem that many of us suffer, yeah?
It really is. It's about half of the people in the United States will have problems sleeping at one point or another in their lifetime. And as you mentioned, I am an MD. My career was mostly spent in research at the University of Pittsburgh, where I was a professor and did a lot of NIH research. We did brain imaging studies to understand the biological mechanisms behind the problems falling asleep at nighttime. And what we found is that the frontal cortex, our executive mind, just doesn't shut off. It remains active even though we're asleep at nighttime. So the device is really devised to fit over the forehead, over the area of the frontal cortex, to reduce that activity so that people can drift into a more gentle and restful sleep at nighttime.
Well, I like, Eric, how you're calling it the executive mind. That makes me feel a little better that it's not the Dave is going nuts mind. It's the executive mind that won't stop. How do you come up with the idea for this device that is, has it already begun helping people? Is it available yet?
Yes, it is available. It's you can go to our website, ebsleep.com, and it's available for purchase there. It's available in Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond. There are a variety of commercial and consumer outlets where it can be. So the idea really came up, the problem in medicine is how do you treat sleeplessness or insomnia? And up until this point in time, the only solution we had were sleeping pills, yeah. Really. And sleeping pills are not necessarily the best thing. They can be habit-forming. People can become dependent on them, and they do have, unfortunately, some side effects. Drowsy driving, memory problems, confusional arousals in the middle of the night. So most doctors and most patients would prefer a more healthy, natural solution, which is what we think that we have. It's a very safe device. It has, in other renditions, been FDA cleared for the treatment of sleep problems. So has a lot of scientific research behind it to help calm down the racing mind to allow people to get more restful sleep.
So I'm hearing listeners in my head, which is what I hear all the time, especially when I'm trying to go to sleep, saying things like, well, why not just turn your AC all the way down? If we need to cool this executive mind, and that's what your EBB device does, wouldn't that help, or it's not now concentrated where we need it?
That's exactly right. It has to be concentrated, and you can imagine if the room around you is cool, your body kind of works against that. So our bodies keep themselves warm all day, irrespective of whether or not there's air conditioning on or a fan or you're outside. So our bodies have a natural way of regulating themselves and keeping themselves warm and hot. So it does require a little bit extra energy, and the device cools fluids, and then it circulates the fluids all night long over the forehead. And you can imagine, sitting in a cold lake is going to do more cooling than just being outside on a chilly day, if you will.
Yeah, true. And I guess if you're bringing the AC down dramatically, not only are you chilling the entire house that doesn't need to be chilled when it's just the bedroom, but you're chilling your entire body that doesn't need to be chilled when, right, in this case, this forehead device is chilling the area that you need. Now, I'm also thinking, what about folks that are thinking, yeah, but won't that give me a headache? Is there that kind of an issue with cooling just the forehead?
Yeah, so it's not that much cooling. It's a precision cooling, and the level of cooling is in a moderate range. It's in the high 50 degree, around 60 degree Fahrenheit range.
Okay.
So this is not an ice cube. This is not an ice pack. It's a, you know, it's a reasonably comfortable level of cooling, but it's continuous all night long. So it is providing just the right amount of thermal stimulus, if you will, to help people get to sleep at nighttime, but not arouse them. It's not going to wake them up because they're feeling too cold.
Good. I like a little thermal stimulus. I think that's, that can always be helpful, right? And it looks like, for those listening on the radio and have not yet seen the video, which again, be sure to come by intotomorrow.com, it's really a headband kind of a thing, right? A little thicker at the forehead. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, it's a very comfortable material, just like a headband. It wraps around the back. It has Velcro straps to keep it on comfortably. Very thin. People are able to move their heads back and forth without any difficulty. And there really is, again, there's no issues with headache. Actually, some people with chronic headaches find that this actually relieves their headaches at nighttime. So cooling of the head is known to be effective for example, people with migraine headaches, yeah. For example. And this does the same thing. So.
In fact, that's good because I was about to ask, does the cooling help with any other effects other than sleep issues? So you certainly answered that one. And it's designed to stay on all night, right? So if I'm a side sleeper, it's not going to be a problem. Those that might sleep on their stomach, is that an issue? Or it's just a matter of positioning your pillow, perhaps, with the headband?
Yeah, it's really very thin and comfortable. It's just like putting on a stocking cap. You know, it's that level of thickness. It's not going to interfere with your head, even if you were face down.
Okay.
You could wear it in that position on either side, on your back. No problems with tossing and turning.
And it's called the Ebb Cool Drift, yes?
That's correct.
Okay.
Cool Drift is the name of the product. That's
okay.
Correct.
And Ebb, E-B-B, why that name?
You know, we Ebb is the ebb and flow of the ocean with the tides.
Okay.
And so when the tide comes in, there's a lot of energy that builds up. And then when the ocean drifts back out, there's kind of a calming sensation.
Yeah,
and we
mellow.
Wanted to reflect that.
Yeah.
That it's the ebb, it's the flowing out of these forces. In the ocean, the tides of the ocean also reflect a rhythmic process, which is what the sleep-wake cycle is all about. We go back and forth into sleep and wakefulness over the course of a day. So it is a natural body rhythm.
Gotcha. And what does it cost? How many U.S. dollars at this point?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different versions. It's just under $400 for our Lux version. And we also have a Versa version, which is a little bit more portable, which is in the mid-$300 range. And people can see both versions on our website, and they can understand the minor differences between these two.
And frankly, for those of us that do have trouble falling asleep because the executive mind just won't slow down, it seems to be very reasonable to get that, not only peace of mind, but to get some sleep and to be able to say, this is going to do the job for me. I'm assuming the experience of your customers up to now has been very, very favorable and you're getting appropriate response that I can actually sleep now and get to sleep appropriately.
Yeah, so we have evidence from our clinical research studies. In order to get FDA clearance, we had to do randomized controlled clinical trials. And in relationship to a placebo, there were benefits. And then the experience of people wearing it is they feel that it's a calming, relaxing sensation, almost as if they were in a meditative-like state.
Good.
So it does have a really comforting sensation to wear this at nighttime. And then to get a good night's sleep, it's like miraculous for a lot of individuals.
Yeah, and I like your description about a kind of a comfy state and without taking pills, because, you know, having unfortunately been in the hospital for a month with COVID, now negative and still dealing with, you know, the end of pneumonia issues, you know, I've tried to stay away from those meds because they make me feel loopy. And then it's also more difficult to go to sleep. Because while it's hopefully cutting down some of the pain, the mind is still racing. So by all means, we'll invite our audience to visit ebbsleep.com, ebbsleep.com. And of course, we'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Dr. Eric Nofzinger, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck with the Ebb Cool Drift products. And let's get you back on again soon. And I'm sure as entrepreneurial as you are now, you're going to have more stuff to share with us in Into Tomorrow.
We certainly will do. Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Again, it's ebbsleep.com for more info. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network.